Now it is time to move on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer is now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
Faith Saley and Alonzo Bowden are tied for first. Each has 4 points. Roy Blunt Jr. has 3.
That means, Roy, that you are up first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. This week, a UN panel called for the prosecution of Kim Jong-un for crimes against humanity committed in blank.
In North Korea.
Right. According to a report released Tuesday by the Congressional Budget Office, raising the blank would have mixed effects.
Minimum wage.
Right. The company behind the addictive social networking game Blank filed for an IPO on Tuesday.
Oh, I think it's Candy Crush.
It is Candy Crush. This week, hackers accessed personal information dating back to 1998 for over 300,000 students and faculty members at the University of Blank.
I don't know. The University of... where's a place where hackers congregate? Maryland.
Yes.
Oh, where did I get that? Ooh.
After an Arizona woman complained she'd been given the wrong medicine, her Walgreens pharmacist told her, quote, blank.
too bad.
No, she said, well, you know, they both start with an H.
Ooh.
To sync up their schedule with the rest of Europe, people in Spain are thinking of ending the tradition of the mid-afternoon blank.
Siesta.
Right. A woman in South Carolina spent the night in prison after failing to blank for 10 years.
turn on her blinker.
To return her VHS copy of Monster in Law.
No.
Even though the video store she rented it from went out of business years ago, police still arrested Finley for holding the movie so long. She's out on bond, and hopefully the judge will agree that having to watch Monster in Law was punishment enough. Carl, how did Roy do in our quiz?
Roy had 5 correct answers for 10 more points. He now has 13 points, and Roy has the lead.
Okay, Roy, very well done. We have flipped a coin, and Faith has elected to go next, fill in the blank. As violence between protesters and the government escalated this week, the UN announced it was imposing sanctions on the leaders in blank.
Ukraine.
Yes. The Department of Homeland Security warned airlines that terrorists are working on new ways to hide explosives in their blank.
Shoes.
Yes. A shopper at a Chevron station in California was the only person in the country to buy a winning blank on Wednesday.
Lottery ticket.
Yeah, Powerball. In the wake of the Time Warner Comcast merger, the FCC plans to rewrite the rules on blank.
Net neutrality.
Yes. Ever since a storm hit in December, a woman in Germany has been having trouble with her horse because it blanked.
Started... dancing.
No, it moved into her house and will not leave. This week, CeeLo Green announced that he will not return as a judge in the hit TV show Blank.
The Voice.
Right. Jamie Coots, the snake-handling pastor and star of the Snake Salvation reality TV show, died this week after he was blanked.
Bitten by a snake.
Yes. Yeah. A California man was identified and arrested for robbing a church after police found a blank at the scene.
Oh, his wallet.
A phone with a selfie of the suspect. It's understandable. The man was obviously proud of his thieving skills and wanted to celebrate his robbery with a selfie. He couldn't wait till he got home. Police on the scene of the robbery looked around and thought if only some vigilant onlooker had managed to take a photo of the thief. Carl, how did Faith do?
6 correct answers, 12 more points. She now has 16 points and the lead.
All right, then. How many, then? Very good, Faith. How many, then... does Alonzo need to take this thing?
6 to tie, 7 to win outright.
Here we go, Alonzo. This is for the game, fill in the blank. Actor Will Smith was Jimmy Fallon's first guest in his new job as the host of the blank.
Tonight Show.
Right. After being arrested for a short time in Sochi, the band Blank immediately released a new anti-Putin song.
Pussy,
Oh, you remember that part.
Yeah. Pussy Riot.
Pussy Riot, Pussy yes. Riot. A Monday night, a blank the size of 3 football fields passed by the Earth.
Asteroid.
Yeah, and on Thursday, the messaging service WhatsApp was acquired by social networking site Blank for $19 billion.
Facebook?
Right, after first enduring the polar vortex and then the Arctic blast, meteorologists this week warned the Midwest to get ready for blank.
Cold.
A Texas hooker. I don't know what it is. Investigators looked into the death of 2 security officers on board the Maersk container ship that was seen in the Blank movie.
Oh, Captain Phillips.
Right. This week, the first automated teller machines that distribute the virtual currency Blank were unveiled in the U.S.
Bitcoin?
Right. An Iowa man is suing for jobless benefits after he was fired for using a forklift to blank?
Ooh. To race?
No. He used his forklift to get his stuck Twix candy bar out of a vending machine. So you know
that.
What happens. So you put the money in, you want a candy bar, the candy comes out and
you
gets stuck on the little wire thing. So he did. He shook it. He pounded it. Nothing happened. So Robert McKevitt, the greatest American who has ever lived, went and got his forklift, scooped up the vending machine. He lifted it 2 feet in the air and dropped it. And he did this 6 times. Until the Twix bar fell and he was able to enjoy his snack. Mm-hmm. With what I hope was a well-earned sense of satisfaction. Mm-hmm. He was fired 5 days later. Mm-hmm. Carl, did Alonzo do well enough to win?
He needed 6 to tie. He had 6 correct answers to tie. So with 16 points, Faith Saley and Alonzo Bowden are this week's co-champions.
Well done. Mm-hmm.